Okay. Yeah. So let's see. So we're in Perek Sheni. We're at the end of the second mission. Right? So the yeah. So we're up to V'chol Amelim Imatzibor Yiyu Amelim Imayim L'Shem Shemayim. Okay. So anyone that works with the Tzibor should work with them L'Shem Shemayim. Okay, why? Shizchus Avosam Mesayatan. Because the Zchus of the Avos helps them, supports them. Okay, assists them. Vitzidkasam Omedes Lad. And their righteousness stands forever. Okay. This is a bit of a strange on its face. It's a bit of a strange statement. Because it's saying that when you work with the Tzibor, you should work L'Shem Shemayim. Why? Why should you do this? Because they have the Zchus Avos to assist them. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what is the logical connection. I mean, you'd expect the Mishnah might say, you don't really have to work. Don't be too concerned of working with the Tzibor because the Tzibor has the Hashkacha. They have Zchus Avos. I mean, what does it mean? You should work with the Tzibor L'Shem Shemayim because they have Zchus Avos. And if they didn't have Zchus Avos, then I shouldn't work L'Shem Shemayim? On the contrary, if they didn't have Zchus Avos, then you certainly should be overly, you know, doubly concerned to work L'Shem Shemayim because they need you.
What's
Zchus Avos? The Zchus Avos is that the Tzibor has the Zchus of Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. So they have a Hashkacha, God's Hashkacha, special Hashkacha on the Tzibor, that this Am is the Am that's the descendants of Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, and they are the ones that represent the idea of Yichud Hashem from Avraham. So since they are the that carries on the Yesodos of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, then they are the ones that God's Ratzon is that there should be an from Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov that represent the ideas that Avraham started of Yichud Hashem. Okay? And this should be the in the world that people can learn from. Okay? So that was the Haftacha that God told Avraham, that there will be a nation that will descend from you, that will carry on the true ideas of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so therefore the Hashkacha, there's special Hashkacha for Am Yisrael. Okay? That they should exist and they should fulfill this purpose. Okay? To be an Am Nivchar. Okay? So therefore, that's why, so I don't understand exactly what's the logic. In other words, since they have a special Hashkacha, you should work L'Shem Shemayim. It should have nothing to do with it. Should I work L'Shem Shemayim or not? What does it matter whether there's Hashkacha on them?
Also, why does it need to explicitly say L'Shem Shemayim? Where do we see other places that we say, like, do we normally talk about?
Right, why they're bringing L'Shem Shemayim, right. In other words, you should work for the Tzibor, because that's the right thing to do. I mean, what's L'Shem Shemayim? I mean, everything. Right, what things should you not do L'Shem Shemayim? Why is there a special L'Shem Shemayim here? What is that? Special over here, L'Shem Shemayim. What about everything else we've discussed? A person should be nice to people, L'Shem Shemayim. A person should be involved in Torah, L'Shem Shemayim. I mean, everything's L'Shem Shemayim.
Is it Kasan is of the Avos or the Tzibor?
Good question. Let's see, Kasan Omedes La'ar.
That's got to be the Avos, right?
Sounds like Avos, right. Their Tzidkus stands forever. That's right.
So, what's the last line? The Atem Ale Ani Aleichem Schar Harbeki Yidu Azizan?
Right, and then you, Beatem, and you, Male Ani Aleichem, Schar Habaki Ilos.
Is great, Schar to you, Kiido Asisim, as if you did it.
As if you did it. That's right. As if you did what?
The,
right.
To the, the Sidkasan of the Avos, or. I don't have to do anything.
Right, I don't have to do anything.
I'm getting their reward, not my own reward.
That's right. Okay, let's take a look. I mean, okay, so you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah.
Base.
Okay. So Rabbeinu Yonah says like this: Kol ha'oskim v'tzibor yu oskim imahem l'shem shamayim. Okay, so he's addressing the first half of the statement that everything you should that you do for the tzibor should be l'shem shamayim. Okay, so he says, "Lo lehiskaved v'lehanos, v'lo lehistarer alehen." You should not act in order for honor, to gain some type of benefit, right? Like you help the tzibor, you know, then somebody from the tzibor will give you some kind of benefit, a business, whatever. You know, you get something out of it. Okay, people like you and give you something in return. Okay. V'lo lihistar alehen, and not to exert like supremacy, exert control over them. Okay. Ach lahanhigam b'der hishara v'kol l'shem shamayim. Okay. So he's saying you shouldn't act for one of three reasons, right? So the first reason is lehiskabe. The person, a lot of times, does community service, right? Because he gets recognition, he gets certain honor, right? So that's one motive. Sometimes a person could work to community service because he will get something in return, some kind of benefit, maybe a financial benefit. Okay, mm-hmm. It could be another reason why a person.
Right thing for the wrong reason.
The right thing for the wrong reason. That's right. Right? A lot of times a person, when he does community service, so it helps him, it can help him in business. Okay? People then feel like, they feel, hey, he did a lot for us. So he knows, like, hey, if he ever needs it, hit these guys up. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's definitely, something a person, it could be in the back of a person's mind, like, okay, I helped these guys a lot. If I ever need, I know I got them. They're going to be hard-pressed to, like, turn me away. Okay, so that's a hana a person could get. Or the last one, what's the last one? Was Tara Lehen. To, like, star means, like, to lord over them.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
control and dominance.
Control, like I guess a person likes to control freak. Like people, they like to,
power.
Yeah, they like to be a boss. They like to, you know.
Yeah, I hate
be the one in charge.
Like
I like to be in charge, right?
I don't like people like that. I usually just laugh at their face.
Right. Well, I'm sure that they are very.
Like I like to laugh at his.
Okay. Well. Let's yeah. Right. Present company excluded.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. You be in charge. There is a certain thing.
So what does that mean in social? What does that mean? Where are you in charge in the moment when you're doing the community service?
You're in charge. You're in charge.
But not everyone's in charge. There's one person that's going to tell
right.
you what
you're where you're pursuing.
That's right.
So we're talking to the person who's going to put themselves at who's going to assert themselves at the top of the social chain.
Right. Like a lot of times, a person. Gets a satisfaction out of community service because he's frustrated. He has a desire to be in charge of something, and let's say he's not in charge of anything else. right, in his life, his business, whatever it is, or even if he is in charge in those areas, he wants to be more in charge. So a lot of times a person will pursue community service because he's like a, you know, that type of person, an in charge type of guy, take charge type of guy, and that fits in with his personality. So he enjoys that. So he comes and he tells everybody what to do. He like takes charge. So you have other people there that like to be told what to do. They you know, they're not an assertive personality. So they're happy to have the guy.
They're doing it for the right reasons, though.
Well, they also want to be, right? They want to be led, and he's a leader. So it's very nice. Usually in those type of situations, you can only have one guy like that. One guy, the take charge type of guy.
But if there's two people who want to take charge?
It doesn't work. Then if you have two people that are very assertive, that want to take charge, then one guy has to find a different community service to take care of.
Ain't like, big enough for the two of them.
Exactly.
Huh?
This guy will be the shul guy, and that guy will be something else. He'll be the JCC guy.
Right.
They gotta part ways. You can only have one boss. Okay? But there are people that like to be bosses. So, as long as they're not too bossy, you know, then they get on people's nerves. But, you know, it's a balance. But there's an emotional satisfaction that a person can get from that feeling. And that's what drives a lot of people to do community work.
In high school, I was in charge of a band that we did performances for Havdalah Shabbatons.
Mm.
I was the lead guitarist, but I was also the one who negotiated with the student council committees and the board.
Okay.
Did
you enjoy that?
I did, but I also kind of had to take charge.
There you go.
And like,
nothing wrong with taking charge, not permission.
Order the band around. And I know you're saying some people can find it enjoyable, but yeah, quite frankly, I hated it.
You hated it. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
it's your personality.
Yeah.
We're not saying that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, the person enjoys that. Okay, fine.
I enjoyed playing guitar on stage with a band. I just didn't like it because all the other band members were very, very lazy on getting the songs right before the day of the show, and I was the only one that would actually able to take initiative, the ability to do such a thing.
Okay.
So
everybody, of course, people have, you know, everybody has their own personality. Some people like to be honored. Some people not concerned so much with the honor. They like to be in charge. Mm-hmm. Other people, maybe you feel that, you know, they have insecurities and they want to feel that they helped people and maybe they'll get a help in return.
Oh, well, I gotta say, I really enjoyed giving the show experience to people, how they love the music. That always feels good. But I'm not gonna lie, it was great to get applause after each song.
Okay. There you go. So these are...
Being honest.
There you go. That's what that is the main thing, honesty. Right? I mean, so these are,
I'm able to say it.
Very good.
Halfway there.
So wait, these are the three pitfalls, or this is what each person does? You're going to fit into one of these three when you're going.
So these are three personal motivations why a person does community service.
Okay.
But the mission is saying that these are not really the level that is the correct level. But the correct level is that it should be L'Shem Shemayim. Okay?
There's also a lot of celebrities who either will do community service work for their publicity or because they got into legal trouble and have to do it instead of jail time.
Or like, what do you mean? Taylor Swift does it to show a positive example for young girls. That's a great thing to do. Right, Jay?
You guys are adorable.
I mean, can we say usually man is self-interested, and when he's involved in his own service, it's clear that he's going to have self-interest that's maybe not L'Shem Shemayim, although ideally it is L'Shem Shemayim. When it comes to community service, in that area, it's much more important to have people who are dedicated for the right reasons. Because as soon as they're starting to get involved with their own, putting their own interest in their community service, they're no longer looking out for the community, they're looking out for themselves.
That's right.
And that in a sense degrades the community, and what's like, you know, the discourse I think is talking about, this entity of Am Yisrael, which You know, it's in our status of a nation that we carry, you know, the Torah and the ideas and all that. So, like,
that's right.
If you're going to now bring in your own ego or your own motivations and interests into the community, you're degrading the place where it should be the most separated.
That's right. 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 In other words,
yeah.
There's something unique here when it comes to community service, because most other areas of a person's life, the purpose of his actions is for the self. I mean, when a person does mitzvos, involves himself in Talmud Torah or other mitzvos, the purpose of the mitzvah is his own perfection. Right? That's why the Torah was given, for your own perfection. So when a person does a normal mitzvah, it is done for a selfish reason, to benefit himself. You see, over here, this is a unique thing. Because over here, he's acting to benefit others. Acting to benefit others is not such an easy thing. Because what is the motive? What am I getting from it? Person that is not in the normal area where a person expends his energy to help others. Okay? Now what happens is that when a person does go to help others, very often, he has to sort of not be so honest with himself. Okay? So a lot of times when a person is running to help others, there is really underlying, he's running to help himself. You see, he's getting something out of it. Because if he's getting nothing out of it, it's a very difficult action to do. Right? It almost has no purpose. Okay? So therefore the Mishnah has to tell you that this is something this is a common thing, right? And identifies, the Rabbeinu Yonah identifies, what is a person getting out of it? Okay? So we could see a person could get many personal satisfactions. Honor, the emotion of being in charge, a personal benefit that will come back to him. Okay? But there usually is some kind of benefit he's getting out of it. You see? So the question is, I mean, it puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage. So, I mean, if you're telling me that's not the reason to do community service for anything, any of those benefits, right? So what is the reason? What's that? But I'm saying, let's say the person's on the highest level. Okay, so why is he doing it? I mean, why are you doing it? Are you getting a personal benefit or not? If you're not getting a personal benefit, so what does that mean, L'shem Shemayim? I mean, so why am I doing it? I'm doing it for, I don't know, for God, for, what am I doing it for? For them?
Because it needs to be done.
What's that?
Because it needs to be done.
Because community needs it.
Right.
Community needs it. Okay, so why?
Why are you doing it?
Why am I doing it?
Yeah, because you're trying to forward up. You're trying to push.
What's that?
Wasn't that one of the issues with Shaul?
With Shaul?
Yeah. Where he, like, it became something where, like, he had, like, a certain gaiva in the fact that he was Malach.
He was Malach.
He wouldn't give it up.
Right, exactly.
He was him.
He was threatened by
that. Isn't that the way people act? For the self. How do you all of a sudden become acting for somebody else? I mean, if that's a natural, if there is a thing, an inclination to help others, so then we wouldn't need this thing.
It's not,
right?
You're not
obviously,
helping others. You're helping the Yichadash. You're allowing for the real ideas to come through. There needs to be someone who enables the Kehillah to continue.
Okay.
There needs to be someone who does step up and say, listen, we need this to continue. This is the Kahal Hashem.
But when you step up, you have to step up properly.
Right, that's the whole thing. That's
not many people have the ability
person,
to
you
do
won't
that.
Go for any
ability.
Own thing. You recognize that you're doing it because it's the right thing,
ability.
Not because it has anything to do with you.
Right.
Someone's going to do
but,
it.
But
okay,
this,
you can do
this
it.
Is the most susceptible. Politicians and anything, you're the most susceptible to corruption at this point. It's very easy to devolve into any
right.
of these more
okay.
selfish
that's
reasons,
that's
and that's what the Mishnah is. Right, that's
okay.
what the Mishnah is trying to tell
so, I mean, the Mishnah.
Yeah, I doubt Donald Trump cares about making
right.
America great again.
Right.
Right, I mean, make America great. What does he care?
He just wants to
make
great.
America great. Does that mean because he's part of America and he wants to be great? Right? But the thing is, so the Mishnah has to be based. The Mishnah has to be based on one idea.
Jab at Trump.
The Mishnah has to be based on one idea, and the one idea is that the reason why a person, what does that mean, l'shem shemayim? What does it mean, l'shem shemayim? right? L'shem Shamayim has to mean that since a person has an appreciation of God's reality, you see, he has a love of God's Chachma and God's Ratzon. You see? That's L'shem Shamayim. It is based on the idea that a person has a part of him that loves reality and that has an Avas Hashem, is drawn to the source of reality. And if this is reality, that God's Ratzon is, the design of the universe is, there should be an Am like this, then he wants it also. Because he wants nothing more than to have all of his actions are an outgrowth of his appreciation of what he has learned, and what he sees is God's Chachma. You see, God's design in the universe. And a person who is a Chacham, that's his whole world. That's what his true appreciation is. You see? So when a person has that, he sort of loses his interest in the self. You see? His own petty desire, kavod, becomes nothing to him. I mean, a person that studies Chachma and appreciates Chachma, kavod is a joke. I mean, he's not interested in it anymore. He doesn't care to get the approval of another person. He has greater interest and excitement in study, learning, and God's Chachma. You see, so a person like that has a desire to help the Am.
There's a quote from Rabbi Owen I heard a long time ago, which I actually lived by this. If you chase kavod, kavod will run away from you. But if you run away from kavod, kavod will chase after you.
That's true. That's very good. You're right. That's right. That is true. So the chasing for kavod is based on a person not having appreciation, not being involved in chachma. First thing you notice when a person is involved in chachma, he loses interest in what other people think of him. You see? So that's the idea. Shem Shamayim means a person has to be on a higher level, where he has an appreciation for what the Am Yisrael is and what another person is. So you can appreciate that another person having true ideas and showing other people a true way of life, that to him is something he enjoys. You see, that's something he values. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah is telling you. That to really work with the Tzibor properly, a person has to be on a higher level.
Mm-hmm. What does that have to do with the merit of the forefathers?
Good question.
Merit. It's not like Am Yisrael, it's merit. I mean, it is saying there's some sort of hashgacha on the community, so...
That's right.
Why?
So therefore you would say, based on this, if a person's true motive is to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, if that's his motive, so then he does it because that's the right motive. That's really the correct thing. That I'm doing L'shem Shamayim because that is something that's a true motive.
Yeah.
Well, what does that have to do with Schus Avos? Let's say this Am had no Hashgacha. Had no special Hashgacha. But they were an Am that represented God's ideas. So I want to help them. Regardless of whether God's Hashgacha is directed towards them. On the contrary, if God's Hashgacha was not directed towards them, it would become a greater necessity for me to act and to help them. The fact that they have God's Hashgacha, that, if anything, would diminish the need for me to help them because they're under God's Hashgacha. Right? So what is, let's just take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Afa pisha temoskim imahem, even though you're helping them, you're involved with the Am, v'tzarchem nasim al yideichem, and you're carrying out things that they need, lo atem garmim lahem. You are not causing it. El eschusav vosehem shel tzibur misayato. But God's hashgacha is aiding them, assisting them. V'tzidkasam omeres la'ad le'elav dor. And the tzidkas of the Avos is only le'elef dor, eternally. Okay? So what's Rav Hanina going to say? He's trying to explain why you should do it l'shem shamayim, because he says that it's the hashgacha that really is carrying out their needs, not you. Okay? So then... fine. So, you guys don't really need me. What is that a reason I should do l'shem shamayim? I don't see it has any bearing on my motive. It should have a bearing on my decision to help them. But on my motive, what's the difference what my motive is? How does that weigh in favor that my motive should not be a personal motive? My motive shouldn't be a personal motive because that's a false motive. The fact that I'm not a decisive ingredient, I'm not a decisive force in the result, why should that affect the purpose of why I'm doing it?
Wouldn't you be ineffective if you weren't doing it for the right reasons? I mean, if you're supposed to bring everyone towards a certain goal, right, and you're not doing it in order to reach that goal,
right,
you're doing it for your own desires, then you can't be successful, or at least not to the proper degree.
Okay.
That's not proper degree, not the same degree.
Same degree.
Yeah. You said impairs my ability.
A guy whose motives are different than really what he's trying to accomplish,
right,
then he can't be effective.
Is impaired in the ability to affect the effectuate right. The result.
Okay, so
a guy who becomes a doctor because he just wants the title of doctor, he's not going to be as effective of someone who cares about someone else's health
right.
In order to heal them.
Fine.
As someone else.
Okay.
So that's same true. Thing here. A guy whose motives to lead an am towards greater
perfection.
Knowledge and perfection and proper ideas and ways. If he isn't on that, then
how does that do with Kosavos?
Because those are the true ideas that a person needs to be.
That's the Lashem Shemayim, so then.
Fine.
Right?
That's what
so then, Shazakos Avos.
But anyone could do it. Anyone could do it, right? Okay, any guy off the street could do it, but we're saying who's going to be able to carry out the Rukh
Hashem. That was your question, like, what's the
better than anyone else? Someone who understands that
that
stuff is involved.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
Right,
so
they have one thing that they're
not going to be. I thought your question
not
was on the same
side. Okay,
line.
No, but no, what you're saying is a
okay.
Good point.
And then
that,
they have this idea of L'shem Shemayim.
That a person can't really act properly if he's self-motivated.
When a person
he can't really effectuate the result. He can't be as
they can actualize their potential much better.
His effectiveness is the greatest where he's doing it for the real purpose, not for his own personal. Much more effective.
It's showing you that.
It's fine,
but the only thing is, so now if you're more effective, so
right.
You should say, but what does that? Why is that determined by whether there's hashkacha?
Okay.
In other words, why is whether there's hashkacha or not? That argument would seem to stand on its own, independently.
Yes.
Right. That a person who acts for the true reason, he's going to be much more effective than a person who has ulterior motives. Okay, that's true. So then you should say, based on that argument alone, I should help them l'shem shamayim, because that will make me the most effective. And if I have personal motives, it's going to detract from my effectiveness. True. So then stop there. But why add, why should I act totally unselfishly? Because they have chesavos. What do you mean? I should act unselfishly because I'm going to be the most effective. And on the contrary, if they didn't have zchus avos, then I would say it's even more critical that I act in the most effective way, because I'm the one they depend on.
I mean, is this like a way of saying to people, like, the community is gonna be fine. If you think you're going in there to save the community, then you're already investing yourself in the wrong place because you're looking to be a savior of some sort.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's the chos avos that's going to, exactly. to lead to success. And
that's
only
right.
if you do l'shem shamayim, then of course you're separated from self-interest and motivation. But then that means you're in recognition of the fact
that's
that
right.
you're just doing something that's actually warranted because of them, not because of
that's
you.
That's right. Exactly.
Why was that? What did you say that was an add-on?
That's what Ruben Yonos says at the end.
You want to say at the end?
And it keeps going. Shafo pishetem oskim imahem fitzarcheim naasin al yadehem lo atem gormen lahem elez chusav oseim should sibur masayasam vitzid kasam umeres ad el
door. That's right.
You're not really, at the end
exactly.
of the day,
you're not doing anything.
All of your work,
that's right.
There's nothing.
That's right.
To the
exactly.
fact that they have
exactly.
chosavos.
That's right, exactly.
So don't get all haughty in thinking that you were the cause of them being on this Derech Yishara.
Why didn't L'shem Shemayim cover this?
L'shem Shemayim, the ideas they align well, because if you didn't get L'shem Shemayim,
okay.
then you're not taking credit for it. And then
okay.
saying it's because of the chosavos that this is happening. And but if you were doing L'shem Shemayim, then you recognize that, because if you're not doing L'shem Shemayim, then you think you're the cause of it.
Okay, good.
That's right, exactly. In other words, you're an ingredient, but you're certainly not sufficient for the result.
So then,
the result, you are not the sufficient for the result. With you alone, it wouldn't happen. In other words, you need the hashkacha. The only thing is, you're an ingredient.
But
right?
doesn't L'shem Shemayim also just that? It obviously points to that. It is good.
If a
person
would have a recognition, in other words, a person that acts for his own motives has to say that he's doing it, that he's the cause.
Right. Okay.
Because otherwise it's impossible to have the motive. I'm going to get covered. I'm not doing anything. In terms of the results, maybe in terms of an action, I'm doing an action. But in terms of taking credit for the result, I can't take credit because they have hashgacha. How can I take credit for something where there's a hashgacha ensuring the result or determining the result, right? I can't take credit for that. So a person can only act on a personal motive if he has a concept in his mind that I'm effectuating the result. If I could say I'm not effectuating the result, how can I do it for personal motive? A person would not be able to do it. You see? So if a person has recognition of that idea, he would have to do it l'shem shemayim, because there's no personal gain. There's no. I can't take credit.
So that anyone could really be the person who does it.
Exactly. If a person would.
Anyone who understands.
That's right. If a person would gain an awareness of that idea that there is no credit that you can take for that result, he would lose all of the personal motives.
We gotta make more shuls for this.
Then.
Get people up there.
What's that?
Then he's not even an ingredient.
Ultimately, he's not any. Well, let's put it this way. If the person. If nobody does anything, I mean. The hashgacha is not going to.
No, but it only happens to be through him. It's not that it's him on purpose and him
but
only.
But the point is like this: when a person takes credit for something, he doesn't say in his mind, "Well, I'm an ingredient." No, he says, "I did this thing. I saved the arm is in danger of being destroyed." He comes in and saves them. He says, "I saved them." Right now, if he's going to say in his mind, "Well, I'm an ingredient. I'm going to carry out an action, but the saving is not due to me." I mean, then the guy's he's not going to say in his mind, "I saved them." He say, "Well, I did an action." That a person doesn't gain the feeling, the personal satisfaction from. The personal satisfaction comes from saving them. You see, now if he has a recognition that he can't attribute the result to him, you see, he was an ingredient, but he's not. The result is not due to him. He loses the personal motive. He's going to lose the personal motive. The person is not going to really put himself out without an idea somewhere in his mind that I'm saving them. You see? The person doesn't say, "Well, I have to be an ingredient right now, so let me go." I mean, there's not too much. Not going to get too excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he has to spend a nickel maybe or do some, spend 3 minutes doing something, okay, I'll be an ingredient. I'm going to spend a month helping them? To be an ingredient? Oh, let somebody else be an ingredient. You see?
Oh, Rabbi?
Yes.
It seems like there's a, I may have missed the part, but it seems like there's something more at play when it comes to the ego. I think what's happening is that, I think what usually happens is the ego of a person takes over more than the incentive of being good sometimes. Even if we want to do something, our ego kind of tends to take over because, like you were saying, there's a part of us in the back of our mind that feels a certain satisfaction that we feel a sense of either an accomplishment or at the same time that possibly we feel entitled to have respect or to have anything else given to us. Does that seem something accurate in a way?
Excellent. Excellent. That's right. For the ego to be in play, he must have a feeling of accomplishment. That he's entitled to respect, he accomplished something. There is no ego in being a side ingredient. There is no ego in that. You see, the ego immediately attaches itself to the results. Oh, look what I accomplished! That's excellent.
Well, what do you mean? But you can rationally understand that the reason why these Jews are alive is because you saved them. No, sorry, because you were a critical ingredient in saving them.
You're going to have to use the term critical.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, you were an ingredient.
An ingredient. See, what happens is, you're right, rationally, you're right, a person should feel, hey, that I did something important.
Yes.
Okay, but the question is, does a person help the tzibur because his rational mind tells him this is an important thing to do? You see? If he's doing that, it means he has an appreciation of the tzibur.
Right.
You see? Then he's akin to l'shem shamayim. He's saying, this is important. I am necessary. I might not be sufficient, but I'm necessary for the hashgacha to operate. Somebody has to step up. So I am necessary. But that's a person who's acting really for the tzibur. But a person that's acting for his own ego is not going to be too happy with that type of scenario. And if he is happy with that scenario, then it's words. But in his mind, what he's thinking is, I saved them. You see, he may be saying, I'm a necessary ingredient, but of course without the hashgacha, my actions would have not accomplished anything. He may be saying that. You see, but in his mind he's thinking, baloney, I saved them. You see, it has to be that way, because that's the ego. The ego is not satisfied with minor roles. The ego is motivated, especially when the person's doing something he gains nothing from. A person's gaining something from it, fine. A person's gaining nothing from this, his ego is not going to be too happy unless he can feel he did a momentous accomplishment. And short of that, you will not find the person expending too much effort to help these other people.
It's a means of satisfaction to his own psyche.
That's right. He needs the satisfaction for his own psyche. That's right. And that satisfaction is not going to come from a clear recognition that it's the hashgacha that did it. That is not going to play too well into the ego satisfaction. Yeah. You see? So that's why I say that if a person recognizes this and he has a true recognition of this, then he can be sure that he is acting the Shem Shemayim. But if he doesn't have that recognition, then probably he's not acting l'shem shamayim.
Rabbi, if we were to say that he was to acknowledge l'shem shamayim, then we have to acknowledge that he's on another on a certain level, or possibly entertain that idea. No,
that's correct. Yes,
the Messiah.
He has to be on a level where he has an appreciation of what Torah is. Without an appreciation of what Torah is, you can't really be on that level. See, then he doesn't know really what the value of the Om is, and what the real significance is. Okay. Okay, but that's right. That's, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, you'll see that's what he's saying. He's saying it's not you. If it's not you, it'd be difficult to take credit. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So let me ask. So how do we? So even. Get to a point in that direction because it's so, even though it's so hard, how do we get to that direction?
Last question?
How do you get there?
Learn
Shnai Mikra.
Well, the thing is, you see, that it's a natural process. It's not, you see, that's. That's the same with all the Pirkei Avos. You see, the Pirkei Avos is telling you, is trying just to identify the two different levels and what motivates each person to act. You see, but Pirkei Avos just gives you what the a picture of what the state of perfection is. You see, so that you know what is the ultimate state. But it's not really helpful for a person to try to work out a way to get there. You see, because that itself can become an obsession, an ego obsession. And that's not really what the Pirkei Avos is trying to accomplish. The way a person gets there is by acting in line with what makes sense for him today. In other words, the way a person gets there is by a person following his own mind and by acting rationally and following the Torah system. You see, so if a person follows the Torah system, he spends time learning and he acts in a rational way, then it improves him. And as he improves, ultimately he's heading in this direction. You see? But there's no special formula to try to get there, because that would be trying to just become a certain kind of person, just satisfy a certain ego that a person wants to be a great person. You see, but that's not a great person. A great person doesn't want to be a great person. He simply is operating according to a desire for knowledge. A desire for knowledge and a love of Torah. I mean, it's the love of Torah that motivates a person. You see, not to become a great person. And that really is the greatness, where a person has a love of Torah and Avas Hashem. You see, and every person has that to the degree that he has it. You see, and his job in life is simply to follow whatever degree of Avas Torah he has, to act in accordance with that. And if a person does that, then he's doing what he's supposed to do. You see, now whatever level he reaches, that's what God's Ratzon is. You see, but part of Avas Torah is to know what is the ultimate in man. If we don't know what is the ultimate perfection, then we don't really have Avas Torah. See, we don't know what Torah is. You see, so the Pirkei Avos really is to show you what is the ultimate perfection? And a person should follow that according to his level of Avas Hashem and Avas Torah. You see? And that's really the goal. Not to try to be something that you're not. But just to try to be in line with what you are. You see, so it's not so much to evaluate yourself, but it's just to give you a picture of what motivates people, what are the different motivations, and what is the correct motivation. Okay, so evaluating the self is not necessarily the goal, because a person then tries to over-evaluate, and then he gets into all kinds of false pictures of himself. He's not honest with himself. He wants to be something. He's not. He's disappointed. That's not really the purpose, okay? So it is a practical advice. The practical advice is act according to your Avas Torah and your Avas Hashem. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have an interesting idea in terms of how this could be connected to the Rambam. I wanted to run this by you. Is it possible that you could, that the tools of the Pirkei Avos can be in line with an idea that the Rambam has, is like, in order to solve a problem, like, you have to acknowledge that there is one, that type of idea. So I feel like if you use that towards the Pirkei Avos, then the Pirkei Avos, like you said, it guides you in a certain direction, but only you could kind of determine what your train of thought is and what your reality is going to be based on. So can that logic of what the Rambam has, or that idea, be applied to this situation?
Excellent, excellent, yes. Like, for example, if a person reads this Pirkei Avos, and then he becomes aware, hey, I'm helping the Tzibor because I want Kavod. You see? He may become aware of that because he didn't know that that was one of the motives for helping the Tzibor. So now he gained an insight into himself. You see? It doesn't necessarily mean that he can all of a sudden remove that motive and now become L'shem Shemayim. He may not be on that level. You see? Does that mean he shouldn't try to help the Tzibor? No. If he senses in himself that he has a desire for honor, that doesn't mean he should stop helping the Tzibor, because that's the level he's on. Mm-hmm. You see? The reason why he shouldn't stop helping the Tzibor, he should continue helping the Tzibor, is because just because a person gains a ego satisfaction from something, just because he's on that level, it does not negate he may also be doing it L'shem Shemayim. You see, because a person can do an action for many reasons. So the fact that I gain an ego satisfaction from an action, that doesn't mean that I also may gain a satisfaction, a true satisfaction. I may also have a true value system that I love the Tzibor and I have Avas Hashem. So one does not contradict the other. You see? So when the Pirkei Avos identifies things, it operates qualitatively. So it doesn't tell you that. It wants to isolate a quality that a person helps the Tzibor for kavod. It doesn't mean that he's not also doing it L'shem Shemayim. It's not exclusive. You see, the Pirkei Avos doesn't bring that in because that's not logical. When you're studying something, you always study it qualitatively. But in real life, things exist not qualitatively. There's combinations. You see, so in real life, a person could be acting ego and reality. He could have both things in his mind. He could have a love of Hashem and want to help the Tzibor because he really sees that that's a true value. But he also has another emotion. He wants to get ego. So that doesn't remove the true idea. You see, so when he helps the Tzibor, he is actually perfecting himself, even though he's still on the ego level. It doesn't take away. You see, so that's why a person should not, first of all, he shouldn't say, I'm not doing it for ego. If he is, he should be honest with himself. And number two, he should continue doing it, because he has the other motive too. Insofar as he has the other motive, he's really acting L'shem Shemayim.
What if he doesn't have a motive? I mean, he's still helping the community. there might be misattribution as to why, what's the source of that benefit to the community, but he's still benefiting the community.
That's true. Even if he doesn't have the other motive, he's still benefiting the community. But I'm saying for him,
yeah.
If we're talking about his perfection and his improvement, it is still a tremendous improvement for him because he does have the other motive. Insofar as the person has a tselem elokim, he has the other motive. You see, so one is, they're not mutually exclusive. But Pirkei Avos is telling you that it must be from this Pirkei Avos we could conclude that there could be a person that will simply act l'shem shemayim and not for any of these other reasons. Okay?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
It's really good. Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay. We'll see you later.
See you later. Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi.
You too. Thanks. Okay, so we just wanted to mention that Jay mentioned, which is a good point, that's why the Mishnah says, Tzikasam la'ad. Because in a person's imagination, he'll accept the Hashgacha, but he can now diminish the Hashgacha. Okay, there's a Hashgacha, but this is thousands of years later. Well, probably the Hashgacha is not, you know, goes down, like their memory, their presence slowly is diminishing, and I am now increasing. You know, my role is now becoming greater. So that's why the Mishnah tells you, the Hashgacha, you don't know the Hashgacha. This is an eternal idea, and you have no real intuition in this area. This, it doesn't diminish. Don't think that there's the quality of Hashgacha, but how much a role does it play? It plays an eternal role, and it's a constant. So there's no point at which a person could feel, it's really addressing the justification that a person in his mind that he'll sort of downplay the Hashgacha. No. You see, so that's exactly why the Mishnah tells you that. That's a constant. That's an absolute. And your role is really just simply as an ingredient. All right, so that's very good. That's very good. Why the Mishnah put that in there? Okay, shkach. Okay.